بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة لأهل التقوى واليقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين مع أرواح العالمين للتراب المحجرة الجلال واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: أما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون صدق الله العلي العظيم. سلام.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
Short surah to begin with, and inshallah we'll be beginning the tafsir. So far we've spoken about the importance of Surah Naba, and tonight inshallah we'll be this evening we'll be beginning the tafsir of Surah Naba. Now this surah that we have actually given the importance of, the surah which is known to be Surah Naba, the great news. There are many different titles and names and translations of the word Naba into English. And this surah is about 40 verses we said yesterday. Very short verses that you can inshallah interpret all of them within this month. And I'll be trying to discuss the first 5 verses after Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The surah is named Surah Naba, which is about after the second verse. And the first verse of this surah, according to the belief of the Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim, the first verse of every surah except for Surah Barat, this surah, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and the verses after that. Even the Qur'ans published by Iran are not naming, except for Surah Fatiha, they do not name Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim the first ayah. They actually start the verses after that, which is just to be in accordance with all of the other publishers of the Holy Quran. Otherwise, according to the belief of the Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim, the first ayah of every surah is Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And therefore we should say ayat number 1 is Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And then Amma Yatasaalun is ayat number 2. Nevertheless, as it does not appear in the printings of the Holy Quran, so therefore I will not, I'll just basically start counting from where you usually will read the translation into Arabic and into Urdu and in English. Amma Yatasaalun, a verse, very short verses of the surah, love say Amma, the word Amma. In the Quran, basically give a name for every juz, for every para, or basically the 30 part of the Holy Quran. They have given the first verse of that, the first letter or the first word of that para to be the name of the para. For example, Alif Lam Mim, which is not Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin, which is only the first 3 letters or the first part of Surah Baqarah. So they have given that as the name of the first part. And Sayyapulu as the name of the second part. And likewise, Hilka Rusulu, the third, and Rubama. You know, the first word that has appeared in every para, they have given that as a name. Now, whenever we talk about the 30th juz, they always say Amma. And this is because of this word, Amma ka para. Amma yatasaalu, because of this first word, Ayn Mim, with a tashdeed, Amma. Now, the word Amma itself was An, Ma, Mim Alif Ma, and the Alif dropped, and the Noon became Mudgham into the Mim. So basically it became Amma. Amma Yatasa'alun. About what do they question? Yatasa'alun. Question is to not just Yes alone, it is Yatasa'alun. There are 2 ways of asking. One is that one person asks another person, and Yatasa'alun is to ask each other. And which is from Baba Mufa'ala, which is a 2-way, you know, it's a like a mubahatha, it's a discussion. So basically a lot of people ask each other, Amma yatasaalun, about what do they ask each other? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a question, Anil naba'il azim, and then he gives the answer, about the great event, the great tidings. Amma yatasaalun, anil naba'il azim. What do they ask about? What do they ask each other about? Anil naba'il azim. Azim is great. Naba is news. From Naba is Nabi. Nabi, the one who has a message given to him. Therefore, from Nabah, he is Nabi. Nabi who gets the message. And some people argue the one who delivers the message. No, Nabi is the one who receives the message. Because only Rasul delivers the message and Nabi is the one who only receives the message. I'm never discouraged by the small group tonight. Is the first night we have a small audience, but I'm never discouraged. So I will always give whatever I prepared and I will deliver what I have prepared. So inshallah, you will all pay attention. Now, many times it is a good idea sometimes to all have the Quran in front of you, like Raz is now opening. So it is a good idea to have, in London we started it off and it actually took off quite well and people were actually seeing that, yes, I can see this now happening and they were following it. And everyone was holding the Holy Quran and it was quite useful. 1 year we did this. And inshallah, if you can, you can. If you can't, then just follow. If you can, then inshallah follow the Holy Quran. Not from tonight, otherwise people will start getting up and taking over the Quran and that. But from tonight, from tomorrow night, inshallah, if you can, then just follow the Holy Quran. Now the Holy Quran says, I was looking at different tafsir, especially I try and refer to tafsir al-Mizan of Allama al-Tabatabai. And it says, yatasa'alun, who were asking? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, amma yatasa'alun, about what do they ask each other? Who were asking these questions about the great event, about the great news? Who were the people asking? Now this surah is surah, revealed in Mecca. So there were many surahs, most of the surahs were revealed in Mecca, the short surahs, and the longer surahs were revealed in Medina. And the surahs that give you ahkam and rulings. Most of the surahs revealed in Mecca are about Tawheed and about Ma'ad, about the Day of Judgment. Now this surah is also about Ma'ad, about the hereafter. So a lot of the surahs, this was the 80th surah revealed, and it appears to be surah number 78 in the Holy Quran. Many of the surahs, for example, were revealed quite early, and they seem to be, last in order. And many of the surahs that were revealed quite late, they are first in order. Surah Fatiha was the first complete surah that was revealed, and some argue the second surah. The first surah was Surah Alaq, but some people argue that only first five verses of Surah Alaq were revealed, and after that, Surah Fatiha, and then the other verses of Surah Alaq. So one complete surah that was revealed was Surah Fatiha, and Surah Alaq was completed after that. But the first few verses that were revealed of Surah Alaq, that were of Surah Alaq, the plot. Nevertheless, that is Surah number 97, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, 97. So now these are the surahs that are in the Holy Quran. The order of the surahs, we argued in one of the nights, of the verses and of the surahs was given by the Holy Prophet. None other than the Holy Prophet, and not by the Khulafa. People have tried to give, the historians have tried to give the credit to the Khulafa that they were the compilers of the surahs and of the ayat. No, we believe that the Holy Prophet himself gave the order to the verses and to the surahs. Now there are many arguments to prove this, especially the argument of Sayyid al-Khoi, Ayatollah al-Uzma Sayyid al-Qasim al-Khoi in his Al-Bayan fi Tafsir al-Quran. That is the most beautiful argument to prove that the order of the Holy Quran and the verses of the Holy Quran was given by the Holy Prophet himself, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Later, what are the proofs that Ayatollah al-Khoi has given to prove that it is not the Khulafa who gave the order? He says because there is a lot of contradiction in the people, in the historians, especially in Al-Bukhari, Sahih Bukhari, where he argues it was the first Khalifa, or probably the second Khalifa, or probably the third. And it takes out the Holy Prophet and Imam Ali al-Islam completely from the picture. That proves that it is none of the three Khulafa, it is the Holy Prophet himself who gave the order of the surah and of all of the ayah. Because the credit going to the Khulafa did not understand the Holy Quran. Like the Holy Prophet did and like the Imam al-Islam did. It is only the Holy Prophet who can understand the Holy Quran, because it was him who was given the Holy Quran, and the ones who are inheritors of the book. The inheritors of the book, these are the Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim. And no other people understood it like them, and therefore they cannot give it over. And if you accept their argument, then surely the Hadith happened. If you accept the argument of the Khulafa giving the order to the verses and the ayat and the surahs, for example, second Khalifa says, I took two witnesses, or for example, the first Khalifa took two witnesses from the Sahaba for an ayat to be in the Holy Quran. And the second Khalifa argues in Sahih Bukhari, Kitab al-Ahkam, Bab al-Rajm al-Hubla, that story of the of a woman who commits adultery. So he says that there was a verse in the Holy Quran, I took it to the Khalifa, and he said, I'll not take it because you're only one person. Bring me two witnesses for it. So therefore, there's a hadith in the Holy Quran, and you do not accept that the hadith of the Holy Quran, that there is alteration or change in the Holy Quran. Nevertheless, now this argument that this surah is 78, surah number 78, it was revealed in Mecca, Allah Tabatabai argues, therefore, Amma yatasalun, about what do they ask questions from each other? What do they ask questions from each other about? What is it? He says, many people have argued about different things. And in Naba'i Ladim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala argues. Allah gives an answer. They have discussed amongst themselves the great news, Naba'i Ladim. But who were these people who were arguing? You remember, that's where I had left off. When I went off to explaining the order of the surah. I try and remember where I leave off, come back to it, rather than just wander off and then left. I don't know where I was, and no, I always try and remember where I am at the speech. Who are these people asking these questions? Amma yatasalun. They ask each other, who? The mu'mineen? Or is it the kuffar asking the mu'mineen, or the mu'mineen asking each other? Or is it the kuffar asking the mu'mineen, or kuffar asking each other? Allama Tabatabai says, the siyaq of the ayat proves that it is the mushrikeen asking each other about the Day of Judgment, because they did not believe in the Almighty, therefore they did not believe in the hereafter. So they were asking each other about the hereafter. Is it really going to happen? You know, this man called Muhammad, who's come to prove that he is a messenger, he's saying, it is the Day of Judgment. Do you think it will really happen? So it was the mushrikeen who were asking each other about the hereafter, about Naba'i Azim, about the great news. So Allama Tabatabai says the mushrikeen were asking each other, and then he brings as a proof, remember that when I told you the types of tafsir, I'm not sure how many of you were present, you know, there are five different types of tafsir, and tafsir al-Tartibi, for example, is one of them, and in tafsir al-Tartibi there are three approaches. You remember that? Inshallah. The good student always remembers the previous lesson and then he comes to the next lesson. It is important to remember the previous lesson to come to the, otherwise you will always be lost, and then you will say, okay, it is not for me. Many of the people who leave a subject, they only leave because they do not keep up with the pace of the teacher, especially with a person like me who always keeps fast. Nevertheless, anyway, now try and keep up. I'll quickly revise just, there were five different types of tafsir-e-mufradati, tafsir-e-tartibi, maudu'i, tarabuti, and afaq. Tafsir-e-tartibi, that we agree, the sequential tafsir of the Holy Quran, from the beginning to the end. It has three approaches, if you remember. One was, you know, aqli, one was naqli, and the third one was Quran bil Quran. That is the approach of Allama Tabatabai. Tafsir of Quran bil Quran. And he has taken it from a sermon of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Al-Quran yufassiru ba'dahu ba'da. Some verses of the Holy Quran explain the other verses of the Holy Quran. Allama Tabatabai here mentions at least three verses where he says that they prove that it is the mushrikeen who ask each other. You see, कई बार तो ऐसा होता है ना कि हम आपस में बहस करते हैं, एक दूसरे से सवाल करते हैं. कई बार तो ऐसा होता है कि कुफार सवाल करते हैं, सवाल हम तक पहुंच जाता है. यानी अमेरिकन्स में एक बहस चल रही है, बहस हम तक आ जाती है. काफिरों में एक बहस चल रही है, बहस हम तक पहुंच जाती है. वो ये बहस कर रहे हैं यहाँ से हमारे मुताबिक. ऐसा होता ही नहीं होता. कई मतलब ऐसा होता है कि कुछ और गुरोहों में शियों से मुताबिक बहस चल रही है, मुसलमानों में बहस चल रही है, लेकिन मोमिनों से मुताबिक. तो मुख्तलिफ बहसें होती हैं, सवाल जवाब होते हैं, आर्ग्यूमेंट होती हैं, और अहले ईमान तक पहुंच जाती है. क्योंकि उन तक पहुंच जाती है तो फिर वो जवाब देते हैं. ना there were discussions amongst mushrikeen about the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always used to inform the mu'mineen through the Holy Prophet, through the wahi. This is one of the proofs that the Qur'an is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qur'an ke kalam ilahi hone pe ek saboot ye hai, ke wo jo mushrikeen aur kufar aapas mein baatein kiya karte the, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wahi ki shakl mein Rasul-e-Khuda pe nazil kar diya karta. تاکہ کفار کے درمیان میں یہ ڈسکشنز ہو رہی ہیں اور اس کو پتا کہتے تھے کفار یہ کہہ رہے ہیں, کفار کہتے تھے کہ انہیں کیسے پتا چلتا ہے, بات تو ہم آپس میں کرتے ہیں کہ یہ قرآن کی وحی بتاتے تھے کہ قرآن میں آ گئے, یہ ثبوت ہے قرآن کلام الہی ہے, توجہ ہے نا لوگ, قرآن کے کلام الہی ہونے پہ ایک ثبوت یہ ہے کہ وہ جو مشرکین کی آپس میں ڈسکشن, اچھا کئی مرتبہ تو آپس میں ڈسکشن کرتے تھے, کئی مرتبہ دلوں میں خیال آتا تھا اچھا یہ کہوں کہ نہ کہوں, اب یہ بھی ہم کہہ سکتے ہیں, ہم پیشکار کر سکتے ہیں, وہ کہتا تھا ان کے دلوں میں یہ اس وقت مرض پل رہا ہے میں آپ کو پہلے سے بتا رہا ہوں, دیس ڈسکشن taking place amongst the kuffar and sometimes they were only thinking about it and it was only in their minds and the Holy Prophet was informed that these people are thinking about this, they will be bringing it to your circle soon. You see, a mu'min and a Muslim is always ahead of the others, you know, one step ahead, you should always keep one step ahead, that is the sign of a wise person, he keeps a step ahead of his enemies. Don't be late, don't be the last one to find out. Yeah? Don't be the last people to find out, oh, is that what's happening in the world? The Holy Prophet says, he's not a true Muslim who doesn't know what is going on in the world. He wakes up a day and he finds out, oh, is that what has happened? You didn't even know this was happening? No, I'm just finding out today. This is not a true Muslim. من اصبح ولم يهتم بامور المسلمين فهو ليس بمسلم. The Holy Prophet says, one who wakes up in the morning, he doesn't know what is going on about the affairs of the Muslims, he is not a Muslim. You should know what is going on. For example, the Saudi princes are now all fighting each other, the cousins. You see, because Abdul Aziz Al Saud, Rahmatullahi Alayh, he is the one who destroyed all the graves of the Imam. Al Saud is the founder of the Saudi government. The kingdom basically. Abdul Aziz, he had made a will that so long as any one of my sons are alive, it should not transfer to my grandsons. Now what Abdullah did was, Abdullah actually found out he had cancer, so he said, before I hand it over the kingdom to one of my brothers, and he gives it to his son, why shouldn't I give it to my son? Because you see, they are something like 25 brothers. 39 brothers and sisters, 24 I think brothers, 24 or 25 brothers. Well, this is what they accepted. There were over 100 claims of people claiming to be prince and princess, but they did not accept. They said, anyone who claims after us, we'll just hang them. It's true. Many people are astonished. No, it's true. According to, I've checked it with my, you know, with their own figures. So they have only accepted 39 brothers and sisters to be their brothers and sisters. And the rest they say they are not our brothers and sisters. So they hang them, a lot of the people who are claiming that we're also sons. What about us? Fine, we're not from, the same mothers as you, but we are from the same father, so we are also the prince or princess. Nevertheless, now what he did was he's transferred the kingdom to his son. He says, now the crown prince is my son. So what the others did was, Sultan said, okay, I'm the foreign minister, so my son is now going to be. So far it was the brothers fighting each other, and now it is the cousins. And yesterday or the day before yesterday, one of the prince killed one of the guards because he was saying that he was spying on me from the other prince. So now the rivalry inshallah has started, and soon you will see when I didn't say anything. You already prayed inshallah, your niyat are good. So we'll soon see the Baytullah and Jannat al-Baqi and the city of the Holy Prophet freed from the hands of Munafiqeen. دیکھیں یہ آیات بڑی عجیب و غریب آیات ہیں. سورہ نبا میں زیادہ وقت نہیں لینے والا آپ کا, انشاءاللہ تعالیٰ اعلان کریں گے انتظامیہ بھی کہ ہم کل سے بعد میں کریں گے مغرب عشاء کے بعد, تاکہ پھر جو جابیے سے لوگ داخل ہو جاتی ہے اور بہت سے لوگ مبین بھی کہہ رہے ہیں, درخواست کر رہے ہیں, پھر خود میری بھی حالت ایسی ہوتی ہے آخری لحظات میں ان سے کیس کی کمزوری بہت زیادہ بڑھ جاتی ہے, بولنا مشکل ہو جاتا ہے, اور بہت سے مبین نے بھی کہا ہے, ریکویسٹ کی ہے, انتظامیہ نے اس کو ریکنسیڈر کیا, الحمد للہ وہ کہہ رہے ہیں کل سے انشاءاللہ کبھی سرحد اعلان کریں گے جب سارے لوگ آ جائیں گے, یہ کل سے ہم لوگ مغرب عشاء کے بعد کریں گے, پہلے قرآن پڑھ لیا کریں گے اور پھر یہ جو بھی جیسے بھی کریں گے, اور پھر مغرب عشاء کے فوراً بعد مغرب عشاء شاید ہم لوگ جوائن پڑھیے جیسے بھی کریں, تو اگر بہتر جوائن پڑھ لیں گے مغرب عشاء فوراً بعد, اور اس کے فوراً بعد پھر آپ لوگ کھانا کھا کے آئیں, افطار کر لیں, فاقد وعي تتابع على فوق هنا فور مجلس كبير بيتر وزن عمل خان وإن شاء الله 9 بجد وعي تتابع طبعا 9 بجد مجلس شروع كبير دعا کرتا پہلے نہیں پڑھ سکتے
The same number that you are coming, if you come in, we'll get the sawab of recitation of the Holy Quran for which Muhammad Sahib has told you the last 8 days why recitation of the Quran has so much importance. Salawat. Salawat.